with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Our guest on AbleQuest today, Sancha Donald, has joined us twice over the past few years to discuss initiatives she has instigated as CEO of Accessible Arts. This time, she is here with us in the 2RPH studio wearing a very different hat, that of General Manager of Radio 2RPH. Knowing what she has accomplished in her past roles, we are particularly pleased that she is going to lead the volunteer community that is, in her words, the heart and soul of the station. After 2 months at 2RPH, Sancha spoke with Barbara Sullivan to discuss her impressions of and vision for the station.
Sancha, welcome again to AbleQuest. The last time you joined us, it was as the CEO of Accessible Arts. And today you are our boss. So we're keen to discuss your observations from your first couple of months as General Manager of 2RPH.
Thanks. And I must say, it's a terrific role that I've taken on. I've been delighted with the first 2 months. I've been here just a little over 2 months. And my observations really, I guess the first thing that struck me was the vibrancy of the organisation. And I suppose that's really the volunteers. They arrive with reassuring regularity, I guess, every crew for every program. But I've been really struck by their camaraderie and the care that each crew gives to each other or shows to each other. The other things that I've been struck by have been the commitment of the volunteers, and I guess that's in terms of longevity. It's nothing for me to meet a volunteer who's read easily for 5 years, 10, and I met a gentleman the other day who has been reading for the station for 25 years. So that's amazing. But also the commitment in terms of the hours that individual volunteers give to the station. I've just been struck by that. My other observations are around the programming. I certainly would not have realised the breadth of the program. I would say that program could probably do with a little bit of modernising, contemporising. But really, if one looks at the topics that are covered, it's a very wide-ranging program. A couple of other observations that I've made or that I've felt, and that's been in relation to the community broadcasting sector. It's a really welcoming sector and well organised, and I've been really pleasantly surprised by the RPH Australia network as well. That's the network that 2RPH belongs to, and it's a very close-knit network, and we meet by phone once a month. And I've come from a sector that had a very strong network, but the RPH Australia network is very active and very engaged with broadcasting, community broadcasting, its role in the disability sector, and support for each other, all of our stations.
Clearly, it's a very different role from your previous jobs, as I understand them. We first met you when you were at Accessible Arts, but I understand you're also the CEO at TAD New South Wales, who are well known to us. We've interviewed them a couple of times. So talk to us a little bit about your background.
Well, my background, I originally started as a teacher. I was a physical education teacher with art as my second teaching subject. And I taught for about 9 years, and I then moved into sports management and worked at Sydney Uni for a long time and as the deputy director of what was the Women's Sports Association in those days. And during that time, I was fortunate enough to be involved in elite sporting events on an international stage. And I became very aware of the disability sector through that and how inclusive the disability sector seemed to be, certainly in relation to sport. And so when I was looking to move from Sydney Uni, I saw or searched out roles in the disability sector and moved to TAD. And Technical Aid for the Disabled is an organisation that provides custom designed aids and in those days refurbished computers as well for people with disabilities. And that role really provided me with skills, I guess, to transfer and transition to 2RPH, actually, because essentially it was an organisation run by a very small group of paid staff, but the aids and the computer refurbishment was provided by volunteers. I stayed there for a while too, and then I moved to the CEO role of Accessible Arts, which bridged the gap between the disability sector and the arts sector and promoted and facilitated opportunities for people with disabilities to be involved in the arts as audience members and artists and arts administrators. And so somehow all of those roles have led me to this current role as general manager of 2RPH.
Well, you have been the driver of great progress when you're at Accessible Arts, and that's widely acknowledged. What of your achievements stand out for you?
Look, I was really fortunate to join that organisation at a time when there had been a number of individual initiatives around enabling people with disabilities to be in the arts, and they were across New South Wales, but there was no real sector as such. There was no real collective, and so I was there for 12 years, and I was, that time enabled me to really create that sector. I suppose the flagship event was the Arts Activated Conference. In the end, that was held every 2 years, and that was really a galvanising event. But there were many fantastic initiatives that I was able to lead my staff to develop. But I guess, look, in addition to the conference and many other specific art form initiatives, I guess the initiative that I finished on was probably the most innovative, and that was an initiative called Accessing the Arts Collectively. And it involved really a group of arts and cultural organisations agreeing to promote an access symbol on their homepage and have information in a set order on their website around their initiatives. So they've provided a collective, but in addition to that, the promotional tool that we used was one hard copy little fold-out poster, if you like. But secondly, we connected what's called a short URL so that people can access that information through their smartphone, and they can go on using the short URL and they can look at any number of cultural institutions that are part of this collective, and they can look at those websites very easily and quickly and see what access initiatives those participating organisations have, rather than having to go through websites individually. You can go to this short URL, this acid.co, actually it's called acid.co, and find and navigate access initiatives in the arts sector.
So Sancha, back to 2RPH. At the moment, the station is largely a reading service of newspapers, magazines and other print matter, with a couple of programs, such as AbleQuest, not in this format. How do you envisage the role that 2RPH will play in the future in the light of changing technology?
Look, a couple of things in the area of technology. I think digital technology actually will provide better and greater coverage. At the moment, AM is difficult to be received in major cities. So I think that digital technology will provide, as I said, greater access. It also can and will provide text-based information. So I think that for deaf audiences, it will actually bring radio to, or has the potential to bring radio to that group. I think in relation to 2RPH as well, I see that perhaps with the demise of hard copy newspapers and magazines, there's scope there to simply transfer our activity to reading directly off screen. So I'm not concerned about that. I think in relation to many people's fears about technology, that it will perhaps take over from a listening experience, I'm not sure that that's really right. Looking at our statistics, we've got 40% of people who listen who have disabilities and 60% who do not, and that 60% are people who are just busy, so I'm not sure that they have the time to download, to listen to their computers at night. I think that they enjoy and are very happy with having a service that's very accessible, which is simply to listen to the service, and I think that that will continue. In terms of people with disabilities also, it's not that easy to use some of the technologies. Many people say, oh, you can just download today. Well, you can just download, but to download services, you've got to subscribe, you've got to download your data. For those people with vision impairments, they've got to load their screen reader. All of this takes data, it all costs money, it's it all takes time. And so I think that the service that we provide will have perhaps even a greater place as the world and people become busier. And I think the advances in technology will actually make it easier for people to have a better service.
How will 2RPH be funded, do you feel, since a significant amount of federal government support for the RPH stations across Australia will cease fairly soon?
Look, this is a great concern across any organisation that's funded through disability funding. In the case of 2RPH, we get some funding through that source, but we get the majority of funding actually through broadcasting sources. And so I think we will live. I think we will live once the NDIS is fully rolled out in the middle of 2018. I will be looking, however, at developing some business services. So I think that we have three studios which could be hired out for a fee. I think that we could be providing services to the disability sector in particular, such as voiceovers and paid sponsorships. I don't think that we utilise that avenue of revenue really at all. So I think that there will be a number of opportunities for us to provide services that we could generate revenue from.
It's always very useful for us to increase the membership of 2RPH. Every little bit counts.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, we do reap the benefits of a membership fee. So that's an opportunity to grow that through increased profile.
So on a more immediate note, you've organised our involvement in the state government Live, Work, Play Inclusion Conference this week, or next week actually it is, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about that and what you hope to get out of our involvement.
Yeah, well, I see that as an opportunity to strengthen our positioning in the disability sector. And more broadly, I guess it taps into what I've just said, where we could be selling our services or providing a fee for service to the disability sector. So it's about ensuring that disability sector, that's government, and disability services are aware that we could be part of their communication strategy and that we could be assisting them to provide messages as well. So I'm hoping that by participating and having a presence at that conference, one, we have a great program under our AbleQuest brand, but also that we can promote our services to the disability sector and to government to be part of their communication strategy.
Sancha, thank you so much for spending the time with us to talk to us on AbleQuest. It's wonderful for listeners, I think, to hear about who it is that's the new general manager at 2RPH and what you see for 2RPH's future. So thanks for joining us. Look forward to the next discussion a little further down the track.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.